Being Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living. I'm joined now by Dr. Kirsten Day, Policy and Advocacy Program Manager at BirdLife South Africa. Kirsten, I believe this decline is across both coastal and inland species.
Yes, I think we have seen a massive decline in both species resident on our coastlines and our nearshore environments as well as inland. And I think that IUCN have drawn particular attention to those migratory water bird species that seem to have plummeted, particularly in the last year since the previous update of the IUCN red list.
Migratory species are particularly a problem because of the very nature of it go across several countries.
Yes, obviously we have intramigration happening across Africa, and then we also have migratory species coming from further north and from other countries. And for a number of those species, South Africa sits at the end point on that migratory pathway. And it is particularly important that we make sure that we protect those stopovers and those endpoints on the end of the flyway so those birds can have a safe haven to come to, because many of them go through quite dramatic journeys, as you can imagine, all the way from Europe across Africa, often through some quite dramatic climate zones to some quite dramatic conflicts these days. And it's really vital that they can get safely down the flyway and have a safe place to stop over in South Africa.
In terms of South African birds, which species are the most at risk?
Well, we obviously have a number of existing threatened species, and those range from some of our smaller terrestrial birds, such as the white-winged clufftail and the Boerter's lark, some of our more larger raptor species, including the white-headed vulture and tawny eagle. But what we've seen now in this latest update is we've seen possibly the most worrying decline in the numbers of African penguin. And I'm sure many of your listeners will be aware of the fact that the African penguin has now been listed as critically endangered, which is just one step away from extinction. But yes, apart from the African penguin, and obviously that having a very sort of iconic and very meaningful in South Africa, we've seen other migratory birds, water birds in particular, and then we've also seen the blue swallow, which has gone from vulnerable to endangered. And we suspect that there might be less than 40 pairs left in South Africa.
That's a terrestrial bird, isn't it?
Yes. Now, that bird is very dependent on a very special habitat in the northern KwaZulu mist belt. And a lot of its territory overlaps with agricultural areas. So there we're particularly challenged to try and maintain that habitat for blue swallows. They also have a kind of symbiotic relationship with ground-burrowing animals, such as the ant bear or the aardvark. So there's a whole ecosystem around that blue swallow that needs to be protected.
What impact does this decline have on the ecosystems and food chains in South Africa?
Well, we, I suppose, at BirdLife are particularly keen to stress the importance of birds as indicator species. And the fact that these, when we see these declines in birds, it tells us there's something wrong in the ecosystem. You know, birds have very particular habitats. They feed on smaller insects, sort of species lower in the food chain. When we see a decline, it really does tell us that, you know, the ecosystems are not being adequately managed, and there's too much habitat competition and too much competition for foraging, generally from man-made disturbances.
Is there any good news?
Well, there is one bird that we were particularly pleased to see that was actually uplisted in the latest IUCN list, and that was the southern bald ibis. And that has gone from being vulnerable down to being near threatened, which really takes it out of that range of threatened birds. And this has not been without a huge effort. When we realized that this bird was plummeting in numbers, a National Species Action Plan was put together, and there's been a massive collaborative effort from a range of NGOs in conjunction with government to ensure that we try and create conditions for this bird to recover through various mechanisms, including the sort of creation of artificial habitats, And we're very pleased to see that we've now gone from probably less than 6,000 in numbers to over 10,000 birds. So that's been a really significant increase. So it really tells us that if we put in the effort, we can actually turn some of these tides around for some species.
Thanks there to Kirsten Day of BirdLife South Africa. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.
Yeah.